KCVL, KCRK. I'm Eric Carpenter. Glad you could be with us. It is a Friday. All right, we talk again today. When we talked with Kathy McMorris Rogers, House Energy Commerce Committee Chair, talked with us about that strategic petroleum reserve.
In the 70s, there was a decision made to establish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve so that we would have petroleum available in an emergency. If there's hurricanes, if there's other emergencies, that we need to have petroleum available, because we all recognize that when a pipeline goes down or when we can't get access to supply, that it shuts us down. And so the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is available for those emergencies. What we saw last fall was President Biden made the decision to draw down the SPRO, that's the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, by 40%. It's the lowest level since 1983. And he did it right up until the election. So he did 1 million barrels per day right up until the election. And he really used it for political purposes in an effort to try to bring down skyrocketing gas prices. Gas prices have been going up since day one of this administration. They were on average $2.33 a gallon now when President Biden was inaugurated. So it was used for political purposes. That is an abuse of the SPRO. And the legislation was simply asking for a plan to replenish when supply is released for non-emergency purposes, you know, that you would have to replenish it. And I was disappointed how vigorously the administration, President Biden and the Democrats, opposed it. We were successful weeks ago getting a bill regarding the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to prohibit any of the petroleum oil going to China. And that earned overwhelming support, over 100 Democrats. It passed 331-97 out of the House, sending a strong message. And that's encouraging. And I am hopeful that we will have more bipartisan support like we saw in H.R. 22 as we are able to actually get the committee going and address more of these energy issues, the importance of reliable, affordable energy.
All right. House passed H.R. 21, sponsored by Kathy McMorris Rogers. The Strategic Production Response Act, it would help ensure strategic petroleum reserves are available during an energy emergency and not used for political purposes, which is what energy and so many other things have now been used for. Legislation aimed to improve Mike Padden champions a variety of bills. Anyone that knows Mike Padden, he's out in the Spokane Valley, serves a long time over in Olympia. Well, his legislation would give longer sentences to sexually abusive jail and prison guards. He's got it out of the Senate committee.
The Senate Law and Justice Committee unanimously approved Senator Mike Padden's bill that allows a prison term of 10 years instead of the current 5-year maximum.
Hopefully, it will be a deterrent. I'm a big supporter of law enforcement, but everybody is accountable in some way.
The Spokane Republicans' measure was inspired by a King TV investigation about a Clallam County jail guard who served barely over a year in prison after sexually assaulting 4 women.
They were under his control and command, so they couldn't resist. So really a horrible situation.
One of those women, Kimberly Bender, died by suicide in her jail cell after reporting her abuse.
We had testimony from the victim's mother that was quite riveting, and we've named the bill after the victim.
The legislation is now named Kimberly Bender's Law. It could soon come up for a vote before the full Senate. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
All right, a couple things for you to mark on your calendar, because they not only can be fun things to go to, they for good causes. It is the social night and banquet coming up February the 11th, next weekend, for the Stevens County Cattlemen. Social hour at 5, prime rib dinner at 6. They've got games, they've got raffles, they've got live silent auctions. It's a big event, and that's down at the Community College building. Also coming up, now this will be the next Friday, the 17th, 5 till 9 o'clock, the annual spaghetti feed. It is the fundraiser for the equestrian team. This is hosted by the Colville High School Equestrian Team Booster Club. They've got the big spaghetti feed. They'll have auction, dessert after the spaghetti, and then a big live and silent auction. Help support the kids, their travel expenses, so they can compete in the equestrian events. Again, this is coming up Friday, February the 17th, and that is at the Ag Trade Building here in Colville. Now, in Chihuahua, Wednesday, February 15th, is their next city council meeting, and an item on the agenda is for Sunshine Disposal to take over the garbage service in Chihuahua. Right now, Chihuahua City, they are still doing their own garbage service. Sunshine wants to do it. They've offered the city $500,000 for the city's three garbage trucks. All the toters and all of the dumpsters, all of the associated things that go with what the garbage department has. Apparently, just one of those trucks is really worth about $400,000. So the city is looking for public input. In fact, they'd like to see a full city council chambers and make your voice heard. They want to hear all the comments. Everyone can be at the meeting and give their input, whether you are for or against or have questions. The discussion is Wednesday, February 15th. It'll be a 6:30 in the evening meeting at City Council Chambers in Chihuahua. Again, Sunshine wants to purchase all the garbage services from the city of Chihuahua. And they have a rate table that is available, so you could see at least the initial rates for what Sunshine is proposing.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Drew Timmy scoring 15 points and surpassing 2,000 points for his career, leading number 12-ranked Gonzaga past Santa Clara 88-70. Timmy also had 10 rebounds, became the third player in school history to reach that scoring milestone, had a dunk with 16:02 remaining, 75th. Game home winning streak for Gonzaga. It got snapped recently when they lost to Loyola Marymount. Well, the Bulldogs now have extended their home winning streak over Santa Clara to 15 games. Well, what a night for the WSU Cougars down in Los Angeles last night. Southern California pulled away in the last minute and a half to an 80-70 victory. Ellis hitting 5 of 9 from three-point range, adding 5 rebounds, 4 assists for the Trojans. Trojans now 8-3 in Pac-12 play, 16-6 overall. WSU had the lead right up down into the final 2 minutes, And the final couple minutes went all Southern California. 80-70 loss for the Cougars last night. WSU takes on UCLA. That'll be down in Los Angeles Saturday afternoon, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off. WSU and UCLA will have that on KCVL. Well, it was the last regular season game for high school basketball last night. In the girls game, Colville lost to Deer Park, 53-41. Tough one there. Colville girls, they host a District 7 loser out game on Tuesday. They play either Medical Lake or Riverside at 6 o'clock. And that'll be on Tuesday. We'll have that game on 92.1 KCRK. In the boys' game, boy, it came right down to the wire. Colville defeats Deer Park, 46-43. Luke Anderson getting 10 points for Colville. Kobe McAvoy with a team-high 15. Colville boys finished the regular season fourth place. They'll host Newport on Wednesday night. That'll be at 6 o'clock. That game will be on 92.1 KCRK. All right, so regular season basketball is all wrapped up. We get underway with playoff action next week. Join us on KCRK for those. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Canine Designs. The owner down there, Suzette, got some great groomers, Brandy, Josie, Shirley from out of Southpaw. They're going to treat your pet to the pampering they deserve. You'll find them at 105 and a half North Main. Take your pet down to Canine Designs today. A possibility this afternoon, a little bit of rain or snow. We are expecting a high around 37 today. Good chance of a little bit of overnight snow. Not much, though. I mean, a half inch or less accumulation expected. An overnight low of 29. A chance of snow on Saturday, turning to rain, 38 for a high. Rain turning to snow Saturday night, an overnight low here in the valley right around 33 degrees. Rain, snow likely Sunday early in the day, a high near 40. 28 Sunday night, 38 the high with clouds on Monday. About a 40% chance of rain, snow up in the mountains on Tuesday. Here in the valley, a high of 40, a low of 33. 40 the high on Wednesday, 38 the high on Thursday. Again, we're not anticipating very heavy precipitation. Canine Designs, they offer $10 walk-in nail trims and full grooming options. Call 684-5959. Make your appointment today. No wind in the valley. Still pretty high pressure. 30.25. And right now here at the radio station, it dropped a little bit. 19 degrees now.